Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now let's talk about Pisces Navamsha, the final one. It's a sign of donation, giving out everything. It's the final sign where you leave out everything, isn't it? So be very open-minded in Pisces Navamsha about the planet sitting there. Letting go of anything, planet signification, Jupiter, letting go of your fanaticism, for example. In Sagittarius, it had a tendency to become cynical and fanatical. Pisces is where Jupiter says, just let go of all this stuff. All these are just points of view. It doesn't mean anything absolutely. That's Pisces. It's a sign of true faith, is letting go of all the held beliefs. That's indicated here in Pisces Navamsha. Apply the planet signification and house signification. You cannot judge people here. You should create a neutral space for yourself. Otherwise, it becomes a mental blockage. This is about sleep, it's of giving out, it's about resting. Finally, you rest in Pisces Navamsha in a sleep state. Okay? Pisces Navamsha is where people get stuck because this is the final sign. This is where your ancestral energy is getting stuck and you have to release it. You are just means in this physical body which you have inherited from your ancestors. So if you have planet showing up in Pisces Navamsha, it means you have to relieve your ancestors of that burden. That becomes your karma. You have to prepare a lot with this Navamsha. Detachment is the key, as opposed to attachment of the planet sitting here. Consider planets in Pisces Navamsha which have to give out from that house, from that planet. Think about one big thing that makes you very uncomfortable, and most probably that will be the planet sitting in Pisces Navamsha. It is a sign of giving out. It is a sign of unconditional acceptance. Something is very difficult for humans to do because we have conditions of accepting everything. I will like this person, or I will do such and such things because of, you know, you dictate conditions there. Pisces Navamsha, that approach will not work. These are the things that you have not given away selflessly in past life. Learn to control emotions in Pisces Navamsha and your life will get better. D1 10th Lord, speaking of careers, here will suggest work done in creative isolation, like writers, like script writers. You know, people do their most creative work in isolation, if you noticed. Any kind of artist, writers, or painters, they always like to work alone. It's not done collectively. That's a different kind of profession. Creative isolation, theater, drama, creativity. Peak of creativity is also found in Pisces Navamsha. Even making social media content like I'm making now here. Even writers, painting. They work more at night better. They might have night shifts kind of jobs. Entertainment content creators. Frequent change of careers and professions due to being a dual sign. All dual signs have this in terms of career. Which are the dual signs? 3, 6, 9 and 12. Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces. Now let's see some specifics, well, generalities of the planet. Then we'll get into specifics. Saturn here will be unable to give out things. Tough position for Saturn to be in Pisces Navamsha, because Saturn likes to hold things, not give away things. So does Rahu. So Saturn or Rahu here become very tough. The thing to overcome with Saturn in Pisces Navamsha is exactly opposite. Learn to give things away, whatever it is. Give away your work. Do physical hard work selflessly. That'll be in Pisces Navamsha or even Pisces Natal. Pisces, generally speaking, is of giving out selflessly. Don't expect anything back. Do the hard work and get out of the way. That's what Saturn says in Pisces. Mercury here has to give away things to siblings, like neighbors. You will get better when traveling or going on regular short journeys. Giving to the women and kids in your house. Kids mainly. Mercury is a Karaka for kids. Mars in Pisces says donate some land. If you cannot donate land, donate medicines which are used to purify blood or bear medical expenses for poor people. Because Mars is a Karaka of donation here in Pisces Navamsha. Not so much your logic, it's all about donating, giving away. Moon here, you give out your emotions to others, empaths, feeling for others, emotional coaches, relationship coaches. If you have strong emotional attachments, which they might have to the mother might not reciprocate, but you continue loving your mother anyway. She's your mother. She gives you the body that you have, the brain that you have, to come and watch all this stuff and learn these things. Venus here, you will keep giving money to your spouse. You will keep giving in relationships, giving appreciation. That's what the demand of Venus is in Pisces Navamsha. That's why Venus is exalted in Pisces, because love is about giving appreciation. It's not about so much getting stuff. It's about giving away. Giving food to people will make you rich. Jupiter will give out knowledge, wisdom, give advices freely in Pisces. Giving away advices to people is the Karaka or the job of Jupiter in Pisces. Give away your knowledge. What are you going to do with it anyway? We are all here only for a little time. Think about that. Sun here should give respect to people. Behave like a king. Dress up properly. Pisces may not like to dress up properly. That's one of the characteristics, isn't it? It likes to stay in isolation, shabbily. So learn to dress up properly if Sun is sitting here. Now let's get into specifics and see what Pisces brings us as Amartya Karaka.
Saturn as Amartya Karaka in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Core Amartya Karaka Principles. Saturn. When Saturn is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, persistence, responsibility, and long-term service. It thrives in structured, duty-bound roles where endurance and resilience are required. It teaches patience, humility, and the ability to build stability under scarcity. Shadow tendencies include rigidity, pessimism, and overburdening oneself with responsibilities. Saturn's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Saturn, as Amartya Karaka, occupies Pisces Navamsha, its structured and rule-oriented discipline is filtered through Pisces' fluid, detached, and imaginative energy. The professional drive here combines persistence with spirituality, detachment, and a need for emotional transcendence. Discipline through detachment. Saturn's karmic sense of responsibility is reoriented toward letting go, service without attachment, and working in areas where material clarity is blurred. The drive focuses on endurance in uncertain or unclear environments, building discipline where others would falter. Challenge of emotional stagnation. Pisces Navamsha tests Saturn by forcing it to detach from rigid control. The individual may feel stuck professionally, caught between discipline and surrender. A karmic push exists to accept disappointment, emotional blocks, or delayed recognition while learning compassion and patience. Professions rooted in service, creativity, and spiritual guidance. Likely careers include social service, healing professions, meditation, yoga, theater, film, painting, or content creation tied to solitude and introspection. Saturn here also supports institutional work in hospitals, prisons, or charitable organizations where detachment and endurance are tested. Shadow expression, rigidity turning into emotional coldness in roles requiring compassion. Cynicism about spiritual or humanitarian values, overburdening oneself with self-sacrifice, leading to exhaustion and stagnation. Haber 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant, Saturn Amartya Karaka drives service and healing, caregiving, or conflict resolution. Strong karmic duty toward improving collective health and managing crises. Pisces as 10th house Gemini ascendant, career rooted in public service, creative or spiritual authority, or institutional work. Recognition comes late, often after long struggles with detachment and persistence. Pisces as 2nd house Aquarius ascendant, focus on speech, family, and resources. Professions may tie to creative finance, teaching, or healing arts, though instability in early wealth is common. 4. Integrated expression. Saturn as a Madhyakaraka in Pisces, Navamsha creates an internal drive to blend discipline with compassion, building stability in unclear or emotionally heavy environments. The karmic lesson is to learn detachment while still serving humanity, transforming duty into selfless contribution. This placement produces healers, spiritual workers, and disciplined creators who succeed when they accept uncertainty as part of their karmic path, turning discipline into a form of compassionate service. Sun as a Madhyakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. Core Amatyakaraka principles, Sun. When the Sun is a Madhyakaraka, the professional drive is centered on leadership, authority, recognition, and the pursuit of one's purpose. It thrives in roles where identity, vision, and responsibility are visible. It fuels the desire to shine as an authority and inspire others. Its shadow expression can manifest as egoism, vanity, or misuse of authority. 2. Sun's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Sun as a Madhyakaraka occupies Pisces Navamsha, its drive for authority and recognition merges with Pisces' qualities of detachment, compassion, and dissolution of ego. The inner push is to lead through service, spirituality, and creativity, rather than through dominance. Leadership, through compassion and surrender. The Sun's natural urge for authority is redirected toward humanitarian, artistic, or spiritual paths. The drive is to inspire through empathy, sacrifice, and creative expression, often working behind the scenes rather than in purely visible roles. Challenge of ego dissolution. Pisces tests the Sun by blurring identity. The native may feel unseen or underappreciated, leading to struggles with self-worth. Professional recognition often comes late and only after learning humility, detachment, and selfless contribution. Professions rooted in art, spirituality, and healing. The Sun in Pisces. Navamsha inclines toward careers in theater, film, music, healing, creative writing, teaching, or spiritual guidance. Authority may come in fields requiring emotional depth, compassion, and inspiration rather than rigid command. Shadow expression, over-identification with sacrifice, leading to burnout. Confusion about personal authority, swinging between ego and self-denial. Escapism through fantasy or avoidance of responsibility. Shama 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant. The Sun as a Madhyakaraka drives leadership in service, health, or caregiving professions. Recognition through overcoming crises and helping others heal. Pisces as 10th house, Gemini ascendant, public authority in spiritual, artistic, or creative domains. Professional drive becomes rooted in inspiring collective imagination and compassion. Pisces as 2nd house, Aquarius ascendant, leadership in family, finance, or speech-related roles. Professions may connect to creative advisory roles, spiritual teachings, or artistic wealth creation. Hamada 4. Integrated expression. Sun as a Madhyakaraka in Pisces. Navamsha creates an internal drive to lead through compassion, creativity, and service, rather than through dominance or ego. The karmic lesson is to dissolve rigid pride, embracing humility, while still holding responsibility. This placement produces compassionate leaders, creative visionaries, and spiritual guides who succeed when they align their professional identity with service, imagination, and universal inspiration. Mercury as a Madhyakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakaraka principles, Mercury. When Mercury is a Madhyakaraka, the professional drive centers on communication, intellect, adaptability, and commerce. It thrives in professions tied to negotiation, writing, analysis, media, business, and education. Its shadow expression can manifest as overanalysis, superficiality, or misuse of communication for manipulation. 2. Mercury's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Mercury as a Madhyakaraka occupies Pisces Navamsha, its sharp intellect and logical communication blend with Pisces' fluid, intuitive, and imaginative qualities. The professional drive here shifts toward creative, emotional, and spiritual communication rather than strict rationality. Communication through imagination and sensitivity. Mercury's analytical skills become colored by Piscean intuition. The Drive focuses on storytelling, poetry, music, visual media, or spiritual counsel, professions where words and ideas inspire, soothe, or heal. Communication is subtle and emotionally resonant, though sometimes unclear or overly idealistic. Challenge of clarity and practicality. Pisces dilutes Mercury's precision. The individual may struggle with scattered thoughts, difficulty in grounding ideas, or being misunderstood. Professional progress requires balancing logic with imagination, avoiding escapism, and grounding spiritual or artistic vision in practical application. Professions rooted in creativity, media, and spiritual communication. Likely careers include writing, teaching, content creation, advertising, theater, counseling, music, or spiritual advisory roles. This placement also favors social media and entertainment professions, where imaginative communication can reach wide audiences. Shadow expression, confusion or inconsistency in communication, leading to misunderstandings. Escapist tendencies, using intellect for fantasy rather than grounded results. Manipulative speech or evasiveness when faced with responsibility. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant, Mercury Amatyacaraka drives service through teaching, writing, or healing dialogue. Strong focus on resolving conflicts through words. Pisces as 10th house, Gemini ascendant, career in public communication, media, or artistic expression. Recognition comes from imaginative or spiritual use of intellect. Pisces as 2nd house, Aquarius ascendant, speech and finance become central. Professions in creative finance, counseling, or public speaking, though struggles with consistency may arise. 4. Integrated expression. Mercury as Amatyacaraka in Pisces, Navamsha creates an internal drive to merge intellect with intuition, transforming logic into creativity and communication into healing. The karmic lesson is to accept fluidity without losing clarity, learning to ground imaginative insights into practical outcomes. This placement produces gifted communicators, creative professionals, and spiritual advisors who succeed when they balance analytical sharpness with compassion and inspiration. Venus as Amatyacaraka in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyacaraka principles, Venus. When Venus is Amatyacaraka, the professional drive is rooted in beauty, harmony, relationships, wealth, and creativity. It thrives in roles connected to art, design, luxury, finance, diplomacy, and social harmony. Its shadow expression can manifest as indulgence, vanity, or overdependence on pleasure and validation. 2. Venus's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Venus as Amatyacaraka occupies Pisces Navamsha, it becomes exalted, channeling its creative and relational energy through Pisces qualities of compassion, imagination, and transcendence. The internal drive transforms into selfless love, artistic inspiration, and spiritualized creativity. Creativity and compassion as service. Venus merges its artistic sense with Pisces depth, driving the individual to produce art, design, animal, or performance that uplifts collective emotions. Relationships and partnerships become avenues of spiritual growth, where harmony is cultivated not just for self, but for others' healing. Challenge of boundaries and clarity. Pisces blurs Venus's pursuit of harmony, leading to over-idealization in relationships and professions. The individual may project unrealistic expectations in love or professional alliances, struggling with disillusionment when reality fails to match ideals. Professionally, lack of boundaries may cause overcommitment or being taken advantage of. Professions rooted in art, performance, and healing. This placement supports careers in fine arts, music, theater, film, creative writing, luxury industries, counseling, or spiritual healing. Venus in Pisces Navamsha thrives in any field where compassion, aesthetics, and transcendence merge. Shadow expression, escapism through indulgence in fantasy, romance, or luxury. Disillusionment in relationships due to unrealistic expectations. Over-sacrificing in professional or personal partnerships, leading to loss of self-identity. Hatter 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant, Venus Amatyacaraka channels drive into healing partnerships, service through art, or resolving disputes with compassion. Pisces as 10th house, Gemini ascendant, public career in entertainment, luxury, design, or spiritual creative roles. Recognition through compassionate artistry or refined advisory skills. Pisces as 2nd house, Aquarius ascendant, speech and wealth management gain prominence. Careers tied to finance, counseling, or creative communication with a focus on generosity and compassion.
4.
Integrated expression Venus as Amartya Karaka in Pisces. Navamsha creates an internal drive to merge creativity, beauty, and relationships with compassion and spiritual transcendence. The karmic lesson is to avoid losing clarity in pursuit of harmony, learning to give without dissolving self-boundaries. This placement produces visionaries in art, performance, and healing who succeed when they channel their love and creativity into service for the collective, transforming relationships and art into paths of universal inspiration. Moon as Amartya Karaka in Pisces Navamsha. Core Amartya Karaka Principles, Moon. When the moon is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is fueled by emotional sensitivity, nurturing, intuition, and adaptability. The native seeks connection, security, and the ability to support or guide others emotionally. Careers often revolve around caregiving, teaching, counseling, or public engagement. Shadow expressions can include mood dependency, inconsistency, or over-emotionality in professional life. Moon's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Moon as Amartya Karaka occupies Pisces Navamsha, its emotional depth merges with Pisces' fluid, imaginative, and spiritual nature. The professional drive here becomes oriented toward compassion, service, and creativity, often expressed through subtle or behind-the-scenes contributions. Emotional healing and compassion. The moon's nurturing instinct becomes more selfless, pushing the individual to heal, protect, and guide others through empathy. There is a strong inner drive to serve as a source of comfort, whether through caregiving, art, or spiritual expression. Challenge of emotional clarity. Pisces blurs the moon's emotional boundaries, creating tendencies toward emotional escapism, idealization, or oversensitivity. The native may struggle with distinguishing personal feelings from collective emotions, leading to confusion in relationships and career. Professions rooted in care, creativity, and imagination. Careers may involve healthcare, social service, teaching, creative writing, music, theater, or counseling. This placement also favors roles in film, entertainment, and spiritual healing, where emotional imagination is a strength. Shadow expression, escapism through fantasy, sleep, or avoidance of emotional responsibility. Moodiness that impacts career consistency, over-sacrificing for others, leading to depletion of personal strength. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant, Moon Amartya Karaka drives service-oriented caregiving, healing, or emotional support roles. Career success through empathetic handling of conflicts or health-related work. Pisces as 10th house, Gemini ascendant, public role in creative or spiritual expression, recognition through artistic inspiration, teaching, or healing service to the masses. Pisces as 2nd house, Aquarius ascendant, emotional energy directed towards speech, family, and financial nurturing. Careers tied to creative communication, food, or counseling, with strong emotional influence in family wealth dynamics. Metaphor, integrated expression. Moon as Amartya Karaka in Pisces, Navamsha creates an internal drive to nurture, heal, and inspire through compassion, imagination, and emotional sensitivity. The karmic lesson is to balance empathy with clarity, learning to care without dissolving into others' emotions. This placement produces caregivers, artists, and healers who succeed when they align their emotional intuition with purposeful service, using sensitivity as a transformative gift for the collective. Mars as Amartya Karaka in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Core Amartya Karaka Principles. Mars. When Mars is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is centered on initiative, courage, technical skill, and the ability to confront challenges. It thrives in professions requiring decisive action, leadership in conflict, or technical mastery. Shadow expressions can include aggression, restlessness, or misdirected force. 2. Mars's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Mars as Amartya Karaka occupies Pisces Navamsha, its fiery, action-oriented nature is absorbed into Pisces' fluid, spiritual, and imaginative qualities. The professional drive becomes a paradox, assertive energy seeking expression in soft, intuitive, or spiritual environments. Action through spiritual and creative expression. Mars in Pisces Navamsha directs initiative into compassion, imagination, and creativity. The drive pushes toward defending the vulnerable, fighting for ideals, or channeling energy into art, music, and spiritual service. Leadership arises from emotional courage and the ability to act selflessly. Challenge of direction and consistency. Pisces blurs Mars' natural clarity of action, creating hesitation, escapism, or misdirected energy. The native may struggle with indecision or feel torn between assertiveness and surrender. Professional life may experience periods of drift until discipline merges with inner vision. Professions rooted in compassionate action and creative drive. Careers may involve healing, social activism, arts, theater, music, or military service roles with a humanitarian focus. Mars in Pisces also favors spiritual warriors, those who fight battles of principle, justice, or compassion rather than sheer force. Shadow expression, passive aggressiveness or inability to act decisively. Escapism through fantasy or indulgence, avoiding responsibility. Misuse of aggression in emotional or spiritual context, leading to conflict. Mar 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant. Mars Amatakaraka drives action in healing, service, and conflict resolution. Strong karmic duty in fighting for justice or protecting the vulnerable. Pisces as 10th house. Public recognition and compassionate leadership, arts, or spiritual service. Career often tied to creative or humanitarian battles. Pisces as 2nd house, Aquarius ascendant. Action focused on family, speech, and finance. Professions may include resource management, defense of family values, or financial pursuits with creative or spiritual elements. 4. Integrated expression Mars as Amatyakaraka in Pisces. Navamsha creates an internal drive to fight for compassion, creativity, and higher ideals. The karmic lesson is to balance assertive energy with surrender, learning to act with clarity without losing sensitivity. This placement produces spiritual warriors, compassionate activists, and creative leaders who succeed when they channel courage into service, artistry, and healing rather than raw confrontation. Jupiter as Amatyakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakaraka principles, Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatyakaraka, the professional drive is rooted in wisdom, teaching, ethics, justice, and advisory roles. It thrives in professions that involve guidance, higher learning, spirituality, and shaping collective values. Its shadow expression can manifest as dogmatism, excessive moralizing, or impractical optimism. 2. Jupiter's drive in Pisces Navamsha. When Jupiter as Amatyakaraka occupies Pisces Navamsha, it expresses its wisdom through Pisces' imaginative, spiritual, and transcendental qualities. Here, Jupiter feels at home, as Pisces is its sign of exaltation. The professional drive becomes about serving as a guide, healer, or visionary who uplifts others through compassion, faith, and creativity. Wisdom as spiritual service. Jupiter here directs its advisory role toward healing, spiritual leadership, or teaching through compassion and selflessness. The drive is to guide others not just with law or intellect, but with empathy and higher ideals, bridging wisdom with emotional and spiritual sensitivity. Challenge of escapism and over-idealization. Pisces can blur Jupiter's clarity, leading to impracticality or overly idealistic goals. The native may struggle to manifest visions into structured reality, risking disillusionment when expectations are unmet. Professional setbacks may arise from excessive trust, misplaced faith, or escapism. Professions rooted in spirituality, teaching, and the arts. Likely careers include teaching, counseling, law, philosophy, theology, music, film, or healing professions. This placement also favors roles in meditation, yoga, or spiritual leadership, where inspiration guides collective transformation. Shadow expression. Escapism into fantasy, philosophy without application, or idealized promises. Loss of credibility when unable to ground wisdom in practicality. Over-sacrificing for ideals, neglecting personal needs or boundaries. Pal 3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Pisces as 6th house, Leo ascendant, Jupiter Amatyakaraka drives service in teaching, healing, or law. Strong karmic pull toward resolving conflicts with fairness and compassion. Pisces as 10th house, Gemini ascendant, public recognition as a teacher, spiritual leader, or creative visionary. Career focused on uplifting society through wisdom and faith. Pisces as 2nd house, Aquarius ascendant, speech, family wealth, and values gain importance. Professions may include teaching, finance, or counseling with a strong creative or spiritual orientation. Had 4. Integrated expression. Jupiter as Amatyakaraka in Pisces. Navamsha creates an internal drive to guide through compassion, inspiration, and higher wisdom. The karmic lesson is to ground ideals while maintaining faith, avoiding escapism or over-idealization. This placement produces visionary teachers, spiritual leaders, and healers who succeed when they merge wisdom with compassion, turning faith into practical service for the collective. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amatyakaraka planets in Pisces Navamsha. Rahu influence in Pisces Navamsha. Rahu intensifies imagination, spirituality, and compassion, but twists them into illusion, escapism, and manipulation. The professional drive becomes tied to fantasy-driven ideals, false promises, or misuse of compassion for hidden gains. Creates pseudo-spiritualism, appearing selfless or visionary while secretly pursuing recognition or personal benefit. Accusations of hypocrisy, deception, or hidden indulgence often arise, particularly in artistic, spiritual, or advisory roles. Adds cunning mysticism. Rahu sharpens Pisces' intuitive and creative qualities, but bends them toward manipulation, scandal, or impractical schemes. Weakens accountability, projects humility and compassion outwardly, but avoids responsibility when illusions collapse. In leadership teaching roles, Sun, Jupiter, Amacharaka, Rahu generates suspicion of false gurus, pseudo-leaders, or impractical visionaries. In communicative relationship roles, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Amayakaraka, Rahu creates instability in love, speech, and partnerships, scandals through secrecy, betrayal, or escapism. In Pisces Navamsha, Ketu amplifies detachment, mysticism, and inner withdrawal. The professional persona may appear aloof, ungrounded, or inconsistent in worldly roles, despite carrying deep inner intensity. Produces withdrawal from worldly duties. Professional disinterest in fame, wealth, or structured recognition. Creates reluctance to act decisively, appearing lost in abstraction or spiritual aloofness. With Moon, Mercury, or Venus as Amatyakaraka, Ketu produces detachment in emotional, intellectual, or relational exchanges, making the native seem cold or unresponsive. With Sun or Jupiter as Amatyakaraka, Ketu creates a withdrawn leader or teacher, blamed for lacking inspiration, clarity, or practical leadership. Can cause stagnation in professions tied to art, spirituality, or service due to refusal to engage with responsibility. Reputation often marked by aloof mystic, someone who holds deep vision but fails to bring it into practical form. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Pisces Navamsha. Saturn plus Rahu, manipulative ascetic, uses discipline to appear spiritual but hides selfish motives, blamed for exploitation of vulnerable followers. Saturn plus Ketu withdraws from duties, appears rigid yet unengaged, cold in humanitarian roles despite karmic obligation. Mercury's Rahu, illusionist communicator, uses speech for manipulation in media, art, or spiritual propaganda. Scandals through deceptive promises. Mercury plus Ketu, silent mystic, avoids clear dialogue, blamed for vagueness, poor communication, or withdrawal from responsibility. Mars plus Rahu, aggressive dreamer, pursues impractical battles or spiritual zealotry, scandals from misplaced aggression. Mars Ketu, passive-aggressive ascetic, avoids decisive action, blamed for negligence or cowardice in defending ideals. Moon plus Rahu, emotional manipulator, projects compassion while unstable within, scandals tied to secrecy in caregiving or public roles. Moon's Ketu, emotionally withdrawn, cold and unresponsive in nurturing roles, blamed for neglect despite inner sensitivity. Venus plus Rahu, scandals in romance, wealth, or aesthetics cloaked in spirituality, misuse of charm in creative or mystical domains. Venus plus Ketu, detached lover artist, neglects relationships or fails to sustain harmony, blamed for lack of engagement despite creative gifts. Jupiter Rahu, false guru, manipulates collective faith, exaggerates wisdom, accused of misleading through fantasy or pseudo-philosophy. Jupiter plus Ketu, withdrawn teacher, aloof or uninspiring, avoids guiding others despite holding profound inner vision. Sun plus Rahu, inflated spiritual authority, manipulates leadership for recognition, accused of hypocrisy or misuse of divine authority. Sun plus Ketu, detached ruler, uninspiring, passive, or absent in leadership roles, blamed for neglect of collective spiritual or moral direction.